Hey, good morning, Sower Nation, friends of Jesus. It's Holy Week, and it is April the 2nd, Thursday, Maundy Thursday, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. You know, a lot of people, we've done Maundy Thursday, a hundred times, but probably not many of us have done it 100 times. It only happens once a year. Maundy means, it's a Latin word for mandate. And it comes right out of the text in chapter 13 of John. A new mandate, a new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. He said that as he was washing his disciples' feet, which happened on this Thursday so many years ago. And of course, this is when he instituted the Last Supper. And that's a big, massive, I don't know, there's not enough adjectives, celebration, observance. I don't want to reduce it to a ritual in the church, in our life. And we'll be in Gillette tonight. I'm trying to get it on live stream, the Farmer's Last Supper. That's so good. Well, let's jump into consecration this morning. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, On Receiving Jesus, the New Creation Life, and Releasing the Old Creation Self. Our text is Matthew 26. Verses 26 through 28. Hear now the word of the Lord. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. And so we come to the day, history, and eternity known as Maundy Thursday. Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, meaning mandate. It comes straight from the celebrated ceremony of Jesus washing his disciples' feet just before the Last Supper. It would also be the night on which Jesus was betrayed by his disciple Judas Iscariot. On this night, Jesus gave us a new mandate, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. That's John 13:34. The secret of transfigured transformation is held by those five words, as I have loved you. We must first receive the love of Jesus, which is to receive Jesus and all he is. To receive Jesus is to receive light, life, and love. To receive Jesus is to release darkness, death, and destruction. Modern Christianity has made the mistake of thinking we must release our brokenness before we can receive Jesus' wholeness. But Jesus doesn't work by replacement. He works by displacement. When he is received, he comes in and pushes out all that is not of him. We receive, and then we can release all that is broken until all that remains is love. Jesus, you are the secret. I call this the prayer of transformation. I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your courage and release my timidity. I receive your new creation life and release my old creation self. And on we will go until we are praying our lives and living our prayers. Jesus, I receive your love and release your love, for that will be all that is left of us, for we will have become that which we have beheld, the very love of God in Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. And isn't that what the Lord's Supper is really all about? This is my body. This is my blood given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Do what? Receive and release the love of God in Jesus Christ, his body becoming our bodies, and our bodies becoming the living sacrifice, completely changed into fire. That's metamorpho-o. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed, metamorpho-o, into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you are the great giver. Would you make us great receivers? And would you grace us to release everything in us that is not of you? Then you will be all in all, and we will be free. We receive your love, your hands washing our feet. And we release your love into the lives of others. We receive your body and blood given for us. By the Holy Spirit, we will release your love in us and through us for others. And we're praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. Journal prompts today. What do you make of this difference I'm pointing out between replacement and displacement? the sense of, and then how, what about this idea of receiving something before you can release something else? Are you ready to receive Jesus and more of Jesus? I think you are. I know you are. I know I am too. Well, you know, as you do, if you go to service tonight, and I encourage you to do it, just mark it. Find a church. If your church isn't celebrating Maundy Thursday, you can find one that is in your town. Just go. And just notice the obvious, the hidden obvious realism of the Lord's Supper. We're just going up and receiving. We're open-handed. We have nothing in our hands. And he's giving everything into our hands. All you have to do is receive it. And then, like, notice this. It's amazing how Jesus came to such... He didn't come all this way just to give us a message. He came all this way to give us himself. That's the message. And he's like, this is at the level of the most basic sustaining feature in human life, eating and drinking. You are taking my life into you at the level of food and drink. Eat, drink me, my life in your life. It's so basic. I have to confess, I mean, I feel like the religious observance of this hid it from my eyes for many years, just the motions of it. Only in recent years have I awakened to the obvious reality. Eat, drink, receive, take. It's remarkable. And I tell you the thing that happens. He then takes us. And he blesses us, and he breaks us open like bread, and he gives us unending. He gives himself away through us endlessly. It's a capacity that has elasticity. It's unbelievable. It's the bush was on fire. It did not burn up. So as you go tonight, just get real basic and simple and receive Jesus. All right, you ready to sing? We got some good singing today with Dad. All right, sowers, it's Maundy Thursday, Dad.
Okay.
Maundy Thursday.
Right.
That means we're going to be meeting tonight at the Gillette Methodist Church for the Farmer's Last Supper, where we're going to have a dozen farmers on the stage dressed like the original disciples, playing the whole Last Supper story out, the foot washing. Scott Place is going to be Judas Iscariot. His son Seth is going to be Jesus.
All right.
It's going to be great. And you know what? We're going to figure out how to get it online. And you can watch the live stream or you can watch it after. It's worth your time. It's just the reenactment. And it's a powerful thing. So, Maundy Thursday, that's the night where Jesus washed his disciples' feet, where he lifted up the bread and the cup, where he was betrayed. And it all went down on this night. And so we're going to keep singing our medley tonight. Today, tell them what our numbers are.
236, the old rugged cross.
We're going to sing the last two verses of that one. And then what's our other one? Flip back over here. It's going to be...
What wondrous love is this is what I got now.
That's it. That's it. What's our number?
That is... 233.
And we're going to sing the third verse of that one to close out our medley. Let's get back over to the old rugged cross, verses 2, 3, and 4. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wonderful beauty I see. For it was on that old cross where the dearest and best for pardon and sanctify me.
What, 3?
We're verse 3. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, Here my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Verse 4. To that old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Okay.
Now back to 233. Flip back over. We're going to sing the last verse of our medley. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. Let's start over. And when from death I'll free, I'll sing on, I'll sing on. And when of death I'm free, I'll sing on. And when of death I sing, I'll sing and joyful be. And through eternity, I'll sing on, and through eternity, I'll sing on.
Now, what verse is that?
That's number 3. That's a great verse.
Yeah, 3. Yeah.
You know, the Holy Week, it's a solemn week, and yet there's only one reason we're singing these songs. It's because Jesus is risen from the dead. If we did not know how this week is going to end, we wouldn't be singing these songs.
Mm-mm.
So we're singing a solemn week with great joy. That's what I love about verse 3 there. It says, and when from death I'm free, I'll sing on.
Yep.
I'll sing on. You know, that's the thing about Jesus. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they die, yet
they live.
Shall they live. That's the gospel. You believe that?
I do believe it.
That's what he's, after he said that, he said, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. It'll be like, even though you died, it'll be like you didn't die because you just stepped right into the presence of Jesus.
Amen.
And then at the end of that, he said, do you believe this? He was talking to Martha, I believe. Do you believe this? And That's so good that he asked that question, because we get to then ask each other that question and ask you that question.
We do. We believe in it.
Because we want for everybody to believe it.
Yeah.
Because we want for everybody to live.
We don't want to leave anybody out.
We don't. That's why we sow. Mm-hmm. So get your seeds together, everybody. I'm giving you some. I've got some. We're never going to run out of seeds. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you. Where are we going to see him?
On the field.
On the field.